Hello and welcome to episode 2 of my podcast, Youth Football Development with Coach Luke. Right, today we're going to be talking about, I hope you can hear okay because in the background the washing machines are going, so let's hope that's not interfering too much with the sound. But today we're going to be focusing on young players being their inner coach and motivating themselves in between training sessions. Of course, at the moment there is no training happening, schools are closed, training stopped, no football for the foreseeable future, so no contact with their coach. So at the moment, you know, they're not getting that motivation that they may get from their coach on a week-to-week basis, and they need some self-motivation at home to keep ticking over and keep going. So that is the topic today, being in the coach. We're going to be discussing that. We'll be discussing what the players can do. We're also going to be discussing slightly the impact of the coach. Not very much, just a very brief discussion on that. Unfortunately, it's not really a discussion at the moment. I haven't had a chance to get anybody in on the podcast. Of course, it's only episode 2. We will be getting people in the future. At the moment, it's just myself. But it will be happening. So, also, I'll be giving a little training tool that the players can go away and do this week. And also, at the end, I'll be plugging in my new Facebook page, which is really, really exciting because it allows people to interact more following the podcast. And I'll talk a bit more about that at the end. Right, so getting into it. Firstly, I think it's really important for youth players to understand and to, figure out why they play the game. What is their reason for playing the game? I mean, I've been coaching for many years now and I've seen some players that just want to play the game for fun. Some players want to play the game because they absolutely love playing. And they really want to get better and develop. And, you know, and of course, many players out there have dreams of becoming a professional footballer, which, you know, is absolutely possible. You know, we should never put limits on what we can do, what we can and can't do. But it takes a lot of hard work and dedication to get to that point. So I think it's important that, you know, the player realises and understands, why do I play the game? Then we're looking at, there's three things we're going to discuss. Two of them we're going to discuss today. One of them's going to come in the next episode. But the results, the process, and the character. So we're going to discuss the result and the process today. The result being, what are you trying to achieve? What are you trying to accomplish? Do you just want to play the game for fun? Just rock up each Sunday with the team, have a kick about, play for fun? Are you trying to get into a certain team? Are you trying to play for maybe a Division 1 team when you're currently in Division 3? Are you trying to get into your local schoolboys team? Are you looking to get into your school team? Are you potentially looking to get a scholarship next season? So it's important for you to understand, what are you trying to accomplish? What is your end result? Not necessarily end result, because of course when we get to that point, you know, there's still further we can go. You know, never, never limit yourselves. You can always go bigger, go better. But what are you trying to accomplish? Then we're going to look at the process. What is the plan to achieve your results? So what do you plan to do? And I think it's important for us to understand that, because a lot of us just rock up each week. And I know myself, I played as a kid. You rock up each week, you play football. You don't really think about it in between, you know, what's going on. You just play the game, you train, and then you go away. You think, great, I've got training again on Wednesday. I've got a match again next Sunday. And that's that. But what processes can we put in place in between those times to get us to our goal? Hard work, dedication. The great late Kobe Bryant, every day he was at it. Not a day went by when he didn't do something to do with basketball and something which was going to aid his progression and aid his career. So I've actually taken that on board. I've read a lot of his books and read lots of his articles and stuff and watched his inspirational videos that he's put online on YouTube. And what I try and do is every single day without fail, I do something to do with my football coaching. Every day. So whether that's reading a book, whether that's planning a session, whether that's delivering a session, whether that's listening to something, watching a game, analyzing something that I see on YouTube. Every day I'm trying to do something. And if I can do that every day, you know, firstly, there's lots of people out there that want to get to a good level but aren't willing to put that work in. And if they're only working once a week, you know, if a lot of your friends are only out there training once a week and you're training day in, day out, you know, relentless, even just for like 10, 15 minutes a day, but if you're putting that time in each day out there with a ball at your feet, for instance, that's only going to aid your progression. And if you're doing that every day, 7 days a week, they're doing it one day a week. Over the course of the month, you've trained, 28 times, if my maths is right? And they've trained 4. You know, there's a big, big difference there. There's a massive gap. And that's just over the course of a month, 28 to 4. Over the course of 2 months, 3 months, over the course of a whole year, the gap just gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And your development is just going to get better and better. And you're going to grow as a player. And you're going to grow as a person. We always talk about coaching the person, not the player. So I really want to latch on to that as well, because that's really important. You know, football, yes, skills relate to football, but also we can relate them to life. Okay, so you're going to get better and you're going to develop in all areas. So that's the process. What do we need to do to do that? Is your process potentially going out there each day with a ball at your feet? Is your process looking online and watching football to figure out the movement of the striker, what you can do better? You know, is your process just focusing a bit more at training? Just setting little things that you can do which are going to aid you along the journey. Okay, our character drives the process. So in between now and the next podcast, and even quite a short podcast again today, but I want you guys to really think about, before listening to the next episode, if it's already up there, think about what skills you may need to use and develop to build your character. Now, I'm not going to talk about that much today, but I just want you guys to maybe have a think and think to yourself, right, so I've got my result. My result is that I want to get a scholarship next season. That's what I'm going for. I'm trying to get a scholarship with a pro club. That's what I'm going for. I'm doing all right on the journey. I currently play for my district team. I currently play on a Sunday for the Division 1 team in my local league. Things are going well. But what can I do? What skills and traits do I need to develop that are going to push me on further, drive that process to get me to that result? So I want you guys to go away and have a think. You might not be a player that's maybe looking to get a scholarship next season. You might be a player that just wants to play for fun, wants to rock up each week with his friends, and enjoy your football. In which case, you know, what character traits do you need for that, to drive that process? Perhaps you just need to focus on, I don't know, maybe it's your timekeeping, getting to training, your reliability, you know, positive attitude, having fun, encouraging others around you. We're going to talk about it more in the next episode, but right now I don't want to give you too many ideas for that or plant any seeds. I want you guys to go away and think about, what is my result? What is my process? And now, what character traits, what skills do I need to use and develop to build your character, to drive your process, to get to that result? Okay, I just want to move on now and talk about the impact of the coach. Now, I think it's really important, coaches, you know, I'm the coach myself, and I know it's so hard because we are competitive. We go out there with our teams, we want to win week in, week out. At the end of the day, that's the reality of it. Every coach wants to win. But I say every coach wants to win, but I've never put myself in that category, because I've always never focused on the win. I've never been driven by results. I've just wanted the boys to go out there, give 100%, give, you know, determination, building the character like we just spoke about, really. Having those traits out there on show. If they come off the pitch now and they've done everything they can to win the game, it doesn't matter if they win, lose or draw, I'm super proud. So I never talk about winning before a game. And I don't think we should as coaches. Do not focus on that result. Focus on the process and the journey to get there. So the result might be, you know, well, you win a game and everyone says, oh, what a result, you know? So let's not focus on that, though, because especially when the boys, I always say, when the boys turn up in the morning to football, you know, it's 9 o'clock in the morning, you're in the change rooms, you're having a chat with the lads, and we can't be talking about the result then, because the result, if the result, you know, is you winning the game, that's potentially 18, 19 minutes away, you know, depending on the length of the game and how long you've got for the warm-up beforehand. That's a long way in the future. So we should be looking at the journey. From now, we're only in the change rooms right now, having a chat before the game. We've still got to go out. We've got to warm up. We've got to do a bit of ball work. We've got to get our shape right. We've got to go out there on the pitch with the right mental attitude. We've got to go out there and encourage each other, build each other up. If we make a mistake, we need to lift our heads up and learn from it and go again. Take each step by step on the game. Just put one foot in front of the other. So focus on what you're doing at that time. Okay, not what's going to come in 80, 90 minutes time. Winning or losing, don't think about that. Just think about the process. Once again, I say again that the late, great Kobe Bryant said, you know, if you're stood at the bottom of Mount Everest and you look up at the top and you say, I'm going to climb that. I'm going to climb to the top of Mount Everest. You're going to pause and say to yourself, actually, nah, I'm not going to climb to the top of Mount Everest. But if you just start at the bottom and you put one foot in front of the other, one foot in front of the other, and keep going, keep your head down and keep going. Eventually, yes, it's going to take time, it's going to take hard work, it's going to take commitment, but one foot in front of the other, you're going to get to the top of Mount Everest. By the time you know it, you're going to look up, bang, you're there. And that's the same way I think that we should be approaching games as coaches. We should go out there and not focus on what's going to come at the end of the game. Focus on how we're going to get there. Okay, so we all set goals, targets for the whole team. I get that. You know, you've got a whole team there in front of you and you're setting a target and a goal. We want to do this. We want to do that. I think it's really important, though, for us also to focus on the individual player. Ask the player, what are you trying to achieve? You know, why are you here? Why do you play for this team? Like I said before, is it for fun? Do they really want to develop? You know, what is their reason for being in the team? After that, from there, we can help them throughout the process. We can help them, you know, figure out what they need to do to get to where they want to get to. We can help them along that way. And that's our job as a coach, really. But while setting an example and installing the fundamental skills and principles into them to help them be successful and reach their personal result and their full potential. So again, I think that's so important. Asking the individual player, not just focusing on a team, because yeah, you've got a team there, and as a collective team, brilliant. You get them all on board. They all want to go out there and do the same thing. The goal is to win the championship that season. You know, lift the cup, get promoted. That's the goal as a team. But you've got individual players in there. And the individual players, all of them play a part in that team. I think it's really important for us to focus in on that individual as well. Find out, what are they trying to accomplish? Help them in their personal process whilst helping the whole team. And install the fundamental skills, like I say, and principles into them to help them be successful and reach their personal result. We do that, and we just focus a little bit on each individual. The team's going to come together, and we're going to have a strong unit. Okay, now that's pretty much all for today, really. You know, we've covered a few things in there. Washing machine's still spinning in the background, but these skills and principles, I just really want to stress this, these skills and principles will not only help these young players in football, but more importantly, their whole life. So I always say football is like the vehicle. Football is the vehicle that we've been given to make an impact as a coach. And by installing the right ethics and, you know, the right principles into these players, we're not only going to help them in their footballing journey, but also in their life. Something that I read, and I really want to share this with you guys today on this episode of the podcast. Winning is not a result. Winning is a step in the process, a process that is driven by character. I think that's really, really important. Again, I'm not trying to preach here today, but I just think that's such an important fact for us coaches to take on board, but also for players that listen to this. you know, you also take that on board as well. That'd be great if you can, because a lot of players, they look at it and they think, oh, I just want to win. I just want to win. That's all I'm here to do. I just want to win. That's brilliant. We all want to win. That's fantastic. Having a winning mentality, spot on. I love that. That's great. But winning is not necessarily a result. If you win one game, that's one game out of the whole season. You got to go again. You got to go again next week and the week after that and the week after that. So it's actually, that win is actually a step forward within the process. A process which is driven by your character, as we spoke about before, and as you guys are going to go away and have a think about. And that will help you get to your end result. Okay, guys, to finish up today, I just want to give the players out there that hopefully listen to this podcast, I hope some of my players listen to this podcast from my grassroots team under 16s, hopefully some of the Stoneham boys are out there, Southampton School boys, hopefully some of you boys are out there listening as well. Okay, so I just want to give you guys, and also the Proco lads as well, hopefully some of you are checking in. So I want to give you something you can go out there and just practice. I understand that not all of us have got a back garden, I get that. So this is something that you can just do in an area, actually inside the house, if you need to. Any parents listening to this, you know, I apologise if you don't like football inside the house. I'll let you deal with that. But if you can just find an area where you're not going to break anything, you don't need much space at all, just get a ball at your feet. I've got a little challenge for you. So 10 TikToks, 10 times TikTok. So by TikToks, I mean just boxing the ball. Inside to inside, so just boxing it. You don't need to move anywhere, you can just stay on the spot here. Inside to inside, 10 of those. So right, left, right, left, right, left, or left, right, left, right. Get up to 10. Once you get up to 10, you're gonna skip to 10 toe taps. That's just the ball still on the floor and like climbing the stairs if you like. So just putting your sole of your foot on the ball, left foot, right foot, or go left foot, whatever you wanna do. And just 10 of those. So 10 TikToks, boxing the ball, followed by 10 toe taps, like I say, climbing the stairs. And then you're going to follow that with 10 times inside rolls. So once again, using the sole of your foot, you can transition for this from this straight from the toe taps to the inside roll using the sole. It's going to roll it inside to your, from your right foot to your left foot, back from your left to your right, and just keep rolling it back and forth. Once again, just on the spot, you don't need to move. So that's TikToks, toe taps, inside rolls, 10 of each. Your challenge, guys, out there is to try and do 10 of each and then repeat it again. You've got 1 minute in total. So of course, if you do that sequence once, that is not 30 touches. Yeah, 30 touches, sorry, of course, 10 times each. So that's 30 touches on the ball. If you do that sequence once, you've got 1 minute. How many times can you get through that sequence? 10 TikToks, 10 toe taps, 10 inside rolls, repeat again, in a one minute time. Great stuff, right. I'm gonna wrap it up there. I've been going for about 17 or 18 minutes now. So, I just wanna plug in very quickly. I've got a new Facebook page. I'm just gonna load it up now whilst I'm sat here. So it is called, the same thing as the podcast, Youth Football Development with Coach Luke. It's a new page which I've created today. Please go and follow it, like it, follow it on Facebook. Like I say, it's called Youth Football Development with Coach Luke, same name as the podcast. The idea of this page is I'm going to be posting all of the links to the podcast on there, but also, for instance, I've just given the boys that challenge today. So what I'll do is I'll go ahead on the Facebook page and I will post the details of that challenge on there. So if you missed it on here, you can go on there and see what that challenge is all about. Also, what's great about this, it gives the boys a chance. You parents can follow me on this Facebook page, or some of the boys, you know, if they can also check it out as well. They can post on there their videos of them doing the challenge. I thought that's fantastic. So during this time when they're off school, they've got a bit more free time, they want to get there in the back garden, or like I say, just find a space in the house. They can get their parent, mum or dad, to video record them doing the challenge, and then they can post it on this page. I can check it out, and in the coming weeks, there might even be some prizes, you know, for the boys that I coach. if some of the boys that I coach rock up on there, maybe a few little team challenges. So any boys from my Stoneham team, if you guys do it, I could pick a winner out of that, I can pick a winner out of my schoolboys team, and so on and so forth. So please go on there, give that challenge a go. Okay, really enjoyed this podcast today. Hopefully you've taken something from today's podcast. Like I say, talking about being our inner coach. Boys, in between now and listen to the next episode, have a think about those character traits that we want to build to get us to our end result, and to help us along the process. Thanks for listening, guys. Happy Mother's Day to all your mums out there. Hope you've had a great day. Hopefully the boys and the girls have been spoiling you, looking after you, making you a cup of tea and all that jazz. I've just finished making my mum dinner tonight, so I've done my bit. So I hope you've had a great day. Once again, guys, everything that's going on at the moment, take care of yourselves, take care of your families, be kind to one another, and I shall see you on the next episode.